Hey, good morning. Welcome to the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. It is a little bit after 9 o'clock here in East Coast time. Bubbles is joining us for the show. Hi, Bubbles. What's up, baby girl? She's over here. She's hitting the microphone. Bubbles? Hi. What's up? Do you want to get on the show? It's the Brewer, everyone. There she is. She's like, I'm blind. I'm blind with the lights. Anyway, it's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. It's not the Bubble Show, but some days it is the Bubble Show. She likes to think it's the Bubble Show, that she gets all the attention. Here she comes. What are you doing? Yeah? Okay. Hi, Bubbles. She hasn't got our morning attention yet, I think. I think that's her problem. And all everyone is gone today. And there's a cat tail in the show. Anyway, today I want to talk about teams is a balance of individuals and teams, and it's not necessarily all about team. Teams don't have to be together 100% of the time and work all the time together as a team, and everything doesn't have to be solved as a team. There's times when it's good practice to stretch those capabilities, but there's a delicate balance. I want to talk a little bit about that because I want to reassure people that if your team is not working 100% together as a team all the time, it's okay. Right. And I want to show you how you stretch it so they become better as a team and what that makes up. So this is 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And here we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way. So you can bring more value to the customer, not work so hard to get the value to the customer, and have a little fun along the way. Speaking of fun along the way, I was listening to the Agile Mentors podcast this morning. As I was getting ready for this, and I had Mike Cohen on there, and he's talking about, you can tell when teams aren't working together when they're not having any fun, or they're not kind of having a little bit of fun somewhere in there. And it's funny, that's what we do on Friday. So I hope to see you Friday when we talk about Fun Friday. Do I have to do that earlier on Fridays? Anyway, so let's talk about teams. Teams are a balance of being individual and team. There's times when the team should come together. I'm gonna offer something here on how to leverage the teaming aspect of it. Part of it is ask the team, right? I can come up and you can come in up as a scrum master and as a coach or someone on the team. Well, we should do this and we should work as a team. Part of it may be asking the team, when should they be as a team, right? And this is part of the self-organizational growth. Now, we as scrum masters and stuff can say, oh, you should be this and you should work as a team when this happens and you should do this when this happens. But maybe sometimes the big part of facilitating an Agile team and build a self-organizing team is to ask them, when should they team? When's a good time for you all to get together? When's a good time for teams to come together and talk? Now, I can mentor the team too and offer a mentoring item where I've had teams that would come together when they develop the proposal for their design and what they want to do and have everyone check it out and make sure that it does meet what the customer wrote down in the story or whoever wrote the story. And as it seemed like it's getting there, get some feedback from the team before they go into testing and all that, that it is kind of meeting what the overall operation team. It doesn't really take long to demonstrate the code. And once you deliver, it really doesn't. So we would do mini team demonstrations. So the team would come together, look at it and say, yeah, that kind of looks like what we all saw in the requirement or the story. So that's good. Keep going, finish it up and let's go and do the full testing. You're not really doing a full testing thing. You're just kind of seeing how it works. But that would be an offering of a mentoring piece of advice to a team. When should the team come together? Because sometimes they have never experienced that before, so they have no idea that they can do that. And that's where us as scrum masters and coaches can offer those little tidbits as examples of other teams, how they did come together as a team, right? But offering them opportunities, when should you come together as a team? When does it make sense? They might just say, sprint planning is a time. Divvying up the work is a time. Refinement is a time. How about during the day? When would it be good to come together as a team to work together? And it's not just daily scrum is fun, where we talk about what we're working on. It's fine. I said fun. It's fine. It's not necessarily a quote teaming activity where they're helping each other solve problems. Little problems do come up and you share them during the daily scrum, but that's not necessarily teaming. So maybe you ask them what they want to do and leave it open to them suggesting stuff. They may not come up with anything at first, but you have to keep asking the question because that's your goal, is to get them to figure that out on their journey. And again, you can mentor them a long way and suggest, make suggestions or say, how does that resonate? Doesn't resonate, don't do it. It's okay if it doesn't work. Some things work, some things fail miserably. We fail a lot of times as agile coaches. We show that we can fail and we admit failure. And that's part of the journey, right? Now, also individual, you have to balance the individual performance and how they feel as an individual along with the team. So it's not just, oh, you're not a team member. You got to get down to the individual. How is that individual doing? How do they want to participate? How do they feel like they are doing better? And also have the team learn to respect other individuals, right? If you were working in their shoes, how would you feel, right? If you were in their, they used to say, how would you feel in their moccasins, right? That was an old saying. How would you feel if you were in their position? I mean, I had just had a conversation with that with my 12-year-old daughter and talking about her and her friends. And how would you feel if someone did XYZ to you? And sometimes you have to explain it. How is the best approach to achieve that? But again, with individuals too, we want all the individuals to look good. We don't want any individual to fall behind. As a team, we want to help each other shine as individuals as well as a team. So we don't want to say we all the time. I always get that when I interview people for positions, when I'm hiring for different companies I work for, sometimes they get obsessed with the we. And I go, what did you do individually? I understand the we part. I get that. But what did you do as an individual to contribute to the team? So that's where the balance of individual contribution to the team achievement, right? So when we do this, there's going to be a balance of that. So it's not 100%. If you're not working as a team, you're not a scrum team. That's not true. It's a balance for sometime they do individual. At one point in the podcast, the Agile Mentors podcast, the one person who's the host commented out, what do you do with people that meet in sprint planning and then they don't come back together for another 8 days, or like towards the end, they come back together? Well, that's not a team either. The individuals take their tasks to go off. And Michael Cohen mentions, well, sometimes that's how the work is not done a good job of breaking down. So the team, the individuals can work together as a team where they bring pieces of the puzzle together sooner than later. And then they work together and putting all those pieces together as a team. Like, oh, we're at the corner and help each other. Here, I got my piece. I got my part. Now, how do we integrate it all together? Now, that's a team, right? But I also want to say sometimes it's good just to be able to build that trust. So there's lots of factors. Trust from an individual. How is an individual I trust team? How do I trust other individuals in the team? It's a tough nut to crack. Sometimes you're successful and sometimes you're not. But we're always hitting on different areas of the team building capability so that they can perform as individuals at a higher rate. And all those individuals performing higher just makes the team perform at a higher rate. Any one individual on the team that's not performing at the higher rate will drag down the rest of the team, and the team needs to come together and help that individual perform and see what they can do to help that person do better. So I wanted to share that with you because I didn't want everyone to think that if my team's not, I'm a total failure. If they're not all working a team and they're not constantly on a group conversation call. I hate group conversation calls, by the way. I think they have their purpose, but not every day, right? They have a purpose, distinct meaning why you're in the group call. And it's not just to hear someone spew out all their technical, you do this, you do that, and dictate things. And maybe we'll talk about that another day. I'll give you an example of how I thought that was an utter failure. But it is about coming together to work as a team together. So I wanted to share that today on Team Wednesday. it's just a little confidence boost. If you have any questions on that, or you just want to throw up some questions, feel free to message me. Again, we have our Slack channel, which if you do encounter issues with teams, you can throw up questions, ideas. Sometimes the ideas come back to you because you threw it out the group looking for it, and your mind's open for new ideas. Then you come up with new ideas as an individual. If you join our newsletter, you get free access to the Slack channel. When you do the newsletter, joining on our 5 a.m. Master Scrum blog post, there's a little thing how to join. And the next thing would be, do you want to join our Slack channel? So got that out there for everyone. Hope you have a great day. I want to wish you a happy scrumming. Have a little fun. Today is Wednesday. I hope some people get to go with the team in the middle of the week and have a little fun. Do something, break up the week, because it's a long week. Don't wait till Friday to have fun. So with that, I say have a great day, and we will see you tomorrow on Thursday, which is where we do requirements, retros, and reviews, and we talk about different things. All right. Take care, everyone. See you tomorrow.